Welcome to Standby with JJ and Francisco.
I'm JJ, he's Francisco, and here we go, episode number two. What do we got?
Well, today we talked about a matchmaker that JJ went, which is, I had no idea that that was a thing as a matchmaker.
Very true, and then of course I had to talk about how he had his match made, which takes us to acting class, which is fantastic.
Yes, so listen up, comment, rate, love you, bye.
Enjoy.
One!
We've all had a good look at ourselves in episode one. We've all learned our lessons. Our producer Brian's learned his lessons. I've learned my lessons.
I didn't learn anything. I thought I was great.
You were pretty much perfect, buddy. I gotta admit, you were pretty much perfect.
Nah.
I felt guilty. I forgot about my voice. I forgot about how much I hate my voice for a start. But what? I went a bit Scooby-Doo a couple times because I forget about this high-pitched,
That's more Seinfeld.
Is that, you think it's Seinfeld?
I don't think that's hey, Scooby, what's the deal with Scooby's legs?
That's, they do seem to blend.
Yeah.
But I consider that a compliment.
Okay, yeah, so I didn't notice it.
Not that the reference to Shaggy is, there's nothing wrong with that. So.
Shaggy was, he wasn't, high all the time.
He was high all the time.
I mean, I feel like.
And he had a squeaky voice.
Yeah.
I'm like, Scoob, let's get out of here.
I mean, you're tall, you got the hair. You are Shaggy.
I am a little bit Shaggy, and I forgot. I honestly, I had forgotten about the Shaggy until I listened back to our first podcast. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It's hard. It's hard to listen. Everybody's voices always look so weird.
Yeah.
Because we have an idea of what we sound, and then. The reality is what it
comes
across.
Which is
very true.
And also, when we perform, we have a performance voice. We do have a stage.
That's true.
A stage voice, like confident or whatever. Like, I think I only slip into the squeaky guy if I need to for a punchline or something. Usually.
No,
well, actually, I think I'm the squeaky guy when I'm in my normal interactions.
Interaction. So this is not normal right now?
I think we're pretty normal. I think I'm on the verge.
I really didn't see any difference.
Oh,
you're going back and forth. So I was just looked like I was slumped down.
Well, that's
like,
it. That's
like
it
the
too.
Couch was just eating me alive.
Yeah, I mean, I hope you guys understand at home. Like we're as far as it goes for us. We've created this
makeshift studio.
This aura. To ourselves.
Yeah.
So
we're still learning from this episode
too,
obviously.
We're still we've switched to vertical lights instead of, we were horizontal. Not that it makes any difference at all.
It looks great.
Yeah, so we're trying to learn, man. Have you had a good week?
Yeah, man. It was a good week, a good weekend. I mean, I was busy doing nothing.
Yeah?
No, I mean, I was just busy. It's funny because I'm busy, but in the house, so it's kind of you know, you're busy, but you still don't go out. You know
what
I mean?
So it's make busy work.
Is that I mean, it is actual busy work, but it's still you're still at your house. So it's kind of
right.
So it's not like I'm going back and forth to, I went to this place, I went to this place, or I got to do this, I got to do that. So
that's how I feel. I've done spring cleaning or whatever you want to call it. The Marie Kondo type, cleaning out my. I've done it. I don't think I did it at all in 2019. Mm. And I think I've done it four times in 2020 because we're all living indoors and I'm hoarding like crazy.
Yeah.
And so fourth time I did it this week. I gutted out some possessions and stuff and got rid of them. And I talked to the matchmaker that I was telling you about. That was my big Saturday this week. I had a date with a matchmaker.
So you had a date with the people that matches you for dates?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a date, but basically.
So what's a matchmaker, first of all? Like, I don't even know what that is. Like, is that like the human version of Tinder?
Yeah, it's like a human being, like Will Smith in Hitch.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what they think they are.
Okay.
But this is what I was going to say, because I had trouble.
Wait, first of all, why are you doing this?
Well, you know, to find love.
Okay. You want?
Okay, dude. For starters, dating in Hollywood you're lucky because
I got lucky
because you're spoken for, and she's a lovely lady. So, congratulations.
But I did it the Hollywood way in acting class.
Oh, did you met in acting class?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's a meet cute in my mind. That's a meet cute, even though you both paid to go to an acting class and
yes,
found each other.
But I mean, I didn't pay to meet girls in that. I actually want to become a good actor.
Yeah, yeah. Your acting teacher wasn't like, Francisco, what's your motivation? And you were like, to meet her there.
I'm here for the girls, man. Yeah. But so you met the matchmaker.
So yeah, because I find dating is very difficult in LA.
Yeah.
I think, so here's the problems with the dating pool in LA. And it's mostly because everybody's career, especially if you're in the arts, your career is in flux and it's up and down. And I get it. We all need to have confidence to take a lot. You get denied a lot.
Rejection
all the time. So you have to be confident. But the confidence of the dating pool in LA is beyond reason. Like a lot of, I find that I date women, but I'm finding a lot of the women I date, they want to hold the men that they date to higher standards than they're capable of holding themselves to.
In LA.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, have you ever seen the TV, you've seen Dragon's Den, right? You've seen.
I don't know what that is.
In America, it's called Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah. Mark Cuban.
And have you ever seen when people come on Shark Tank, especially this in America, when people come on Shark Tank and they're looking for like $200,000 for 10% of their business?
Yeah.
And Mark Cuban and them going, that means you're valuing your business at $2 million.
Yeah.
And they're like, but you sell socks and you value your business at $2 million. That's dating in LA. That's basically dating in LA, because I've been sitting across from a lot of women, and I feel like going.
So they're value themselves higher than you think they should be.
Yeah, I mean, it's not about my opinion, but it's about.
I mean, that's what you're saying.
I mean, if you're a yoga instructor, don't try to criticize a professional. I'm a professional comic.
The yoga instructor was saying, like, how come you don't make money?
Yeah, like, I got that one, and what's your 5-year plan, and all that kind of, I've had that kind of stuff.
Who asked that? Like, first of all.
And
like,
I want to be funny about it, you know, and my 5-year plan, I've probably been on the 5th year of my 5-year plan for about 10 years.
Yeah.
But that's what it's like to be in this industry. So if you're, first of all, if you're approaching a guy like, or if you're approaching anybody, a prospective partner like that, it's not going to be good because you're already criticizing them out of the gate.
Of course.
So I have found it difficult. So I thought I would see what the matchmaker
first. And how did you find out about this person, like this Mary Poppins?
They've obviously been mail shooting me since the start of the pandemic.
Oh, okay.
Because they must have known at the start of the pandemic that I signed up for everything. Whatever their algorithm is, they're probably like, this JJ Whitehead guy, he seems to have signed up for
everything. This guy's lonely and he's going to get even lonelier. So let's get him.
Yeah. So I thought I'd give him a call. But that's why I called it a date.
So is it a dude or a woman?
This one was a dude. Oh. So a woman was texting me and go, glad that you're interested. And then she told me the fees, and she's like, our fees are anywhere from $1,000 to $35,000.
Wait, are they from Nigeria?
Ha! like a prince. I'm never falling for that again. But no, clearly American. But like I said, she buttered me up, and she said $1,000 to $35,000. I wasn't worried about the price because this is still in the free vetting phase.
Got it.
And then she goes, okay, well, our matchmaker, his name was Michael, I remember. And they're like,
so it is Hitch.
So Hitch. Hitch is going to give you a call. So Hitch called me up, and he immediately got on my tits, right? He just.
What does that mean, getting on your tits?
He pissed me off.
Oh, right? That's not good.
He annoyed me right away.
I thought he just started sucking your tits.
That's a hell of a
like,
date.
I was like,
2 minutes in, I'm like, hey, Michael, why don't you get on my tits, buddy? Sorry, yeah, another British term he pissed me off. He annoyed me.
Yeah.
Because right away, he wasn't listening as soon as we started talking. Because he's obviously got a spiel.
He's got his salesman pitch.
He's got his used car pitch.
Yeah.
And I hadn't even got to the questions yet. And he was, and he just started rambling and going, because we're going to take the work out of it for you. We can find the guy that you want. And we will the sort you out. With, exactly.
Whoa.
He started say, we will find you the guy. And I'm on the other end of the phone. And I was literally going, whoa, hey, stop. Hold on.
I mean, and first of all, like, you should have been like, dude, if I was looking for a guy, I'd just go to Grindr, man. Like, why exactly. am I going to pay for this?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I'm
sorry to assume favorites, but I reckon gay guys have it a little bit easier.
A little easier. But obviously, I'm assuming also gay guys want love, too. So I don't think you meet Grindr, love and grind.
Yeah, what drove me really nuts, though, was him not listening. So this was point one. This is how bad is it? I couldn't even get through a date with the guy who's trying to get me a date. That's what I'm
and
trying
that he
to...
thinks you like dudes.
So, yeah, and he's still going. And so I'm literally on the other end of the phone trying to get him to stop so that we can make this correction. But he's only on, like, page one of his three-page
He's reading
spiel.
His shit.
So he just keeps going. And eventually I stopped. I was like, okay, I'll have to stop. Trying to get him to listen to me for a second. So I just let him continue on his rant until somewhere on page two, he started talking about men again. It was like, you have to find the right man for you. And I had to do it again. I'm like, all right, dude. And now I'm like yelling,
dude, we are
way wrong. So finally, he listened to me. But at this point, I was like, my instincts were like, I'm talking to a used car salesman.
Yes.
I'm not talking to somebody who cares.
Yeah, he's not listening
about
for
me.
Real, yeah.
And then, so then we were able to correct it, and now I'm exhausted, because that's how much patience I have. That's how much patience I have.
And this was through the phone.
This was over the phone. And then I asked him about the fee, and
Wait, so what did he say when you told him, like, hey, man, I'm into girls, not guys?
Yeah, that was it.
And
easy
he's like,
we actually had a good laugh. We actually bonded briefly. Okay. I remember thinking this is almost like a date moment. We just bonded and had a giggle because I was kind of funny about it. I was, you know, like saying the same things. So like, I know what Grindr is. I haven't even tried this avenue yet. I'm not coming to you this early in my pursuit of a man.
So I
corrected him, but then I wanted him to define this. The money thing.
Yeah.
And this is why it turned me off too. So I asked him, I was like, what is this? The lady told me, so you started $1,000, and he goes, well, not really. And then I was like, so right away I was like, oh God, okay, let's hear this story.
I mean, that's, first of all, that's really expensive. $1,000 for
Hugely.
Somebody to find me a date.
Yeah, for one date. Because this is where he goes, well, we start off with a 3-date minimum. So 3 dates. So I was like, oh, so you're saying 1 date is $1,000? He goes, well, yeah, because 3 dates is $2,200.
But okay, so I don't. So like you pay them, and then they find you the date.
Yeah.
So then you have to pay for the date too.
Yes. Yes.
Fuck
yes,
that.
Yes, of course.
Like,
yeah. You,
what a scam.
Yeah. This is what it feels like.
I mean,
like,
go to a fucking supermarket or wait outside Ralph's and fucking ask somebody you want
to
go out.
I was. This is what I've been saying to people. I was like, if $2,200, I'll tell you what, if you gave me $700 a date or $750 a date, I could have fun on a date with somebody I'm not even
of
attracted
course.
To. I'd be
yeah.
like, all right, come with me, you hideous human being. We're going to have a great date.
I mean,
date
yeah, that's
tonight.
The thing. Like, what kind of people are they going to match you with?
Yeah.
I mean, like, because if they're asking for so much money, is this like just like like people that are like rich or like or have something?
Well, this is the other flaw as I continued talking to him, because I was like, all right, I'm listening. But I told him at these prices, because I was like, I'm not saying I can't find dates.
I mean, first of all, the fact that you have to talking about love and be like, so at these prices, how what can I do to get you?
I know.
What can I do to get you in this?
I know. It's
in this date. It's like, you're like, it's a used car salesman.
It's a hell of a romantic story that when you meet a couple, you're like,
yeah,
how did you guys meet? And
wow.
the guy is like, she cost me $750.
I mean, I thought that was disallowed. I thought that was not a thing anymore. Buying people. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is, so it gets even worse. I'm giving him the time. And now he's explained to me $2,200. And then he goes, if I were you, I would start at the $10,000 range.
What?
And I was like, oh, okay, let's see where you're going with this. And he goes, for $10,000, I'll get you 20 dates. And so I was like, okay, so it's 500 So $500
I'd be like, for $10,000, 20 fucks, you fucking asshole. 20.
Exactly.
20 dates.
Somebody, one of my friends did text me. It might have even been one of you two that texted me and went, just get a prostitute.
Yeah, that was me. That was me. Like, yeah, if like, you were like, have you watched Pretty Woman? You can fall in love with a prostitute.
Try to get that. But what really still blows my mind when he's talking to me like this used car salesman of, I'm sure he's going to call me back too. He's been texting me since going, have you just, are you going to join our whatever?
That's crazy.
But the thing is, he goes about the 10 grand. He goes, here's why 10 grand is great for you. Because if you find love, you get refunded.
I'll refund you the rest of the money.
And he was talking to me like, this is a good thing. And I'm not to be a skeptic or anything, but I'm like, you just incentivized yourself to not find me a date.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, but no, think about it. If you get it, if you fall in love on your third match, that's, I'll give you $8,500. And I'm like, but it sounds to me like you're going to make sure I don't.
And also, how do you know if I can just lie? You can just lie. Like, I fall in love with her and give my fucking money. You know what I mean? Like, how does he know? I mean, this is completely a scam.
If
you want to give me money, I'll find you dates. You know, I'll do it for you. Like, I'll $100. You know, I'll make it cheap. Brian can do it too. I got friends that maybe they want to go out with you and it'll be free.
Yeah, and you can tell your friends he's got at least $750. he's definitely got.
Like, he was willing to pay $2,000 just to meet somebody.
So with that being the case, you'll be quite all right. You know,
fuck. I mean, I didn't even know that was a thing. Like
matchmakers.
Yeah, like the Hitch thing. I thought that was like a movie.
Well, this is no, I mean they've always been real. Matchmakers have always been real things. I think Hitch he was like he only takes on cases that are horribly social or whatever.
Yeah,
that was the movie hook or whatever. But what I was going to say was the thing about these online dates is I would actually you say that you could I would rather that. I would rather give not that I have to give you money or anything. But I would rather friends.
If you're that desperate to spend $2,000, I'll tell $20, bro. Venmo me and I'll.
Hey man, some of the best dates I've had have only been worth $20.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been a big fan of I think you meet somebody just randomly whenever, you know.
I would love to meet somebody in the wild.
I think before when I was going with my girlfriend, I mean, I did have Tinder and stuff like that, but it was more for a game than everything else. Like I rarely met people that were on Tinder.
Oh, really? So you considered it a game. You were just like, matches tonight.
No, it wasn't even that. It's more about like, I tell people like, or not tell people, that's a bit, I think I do that. It's like the thing about Tinder and all those things is like gives you the power to be like a king and queen and deciding if people are going to live or die.
Right, right. Because you're off with their heads.
Yeah, just reject, off, you know. So, so I think most people do. I mean, because I don't know, like, again, and even if I wanted to meet with a girl, like, then she never answered back. So it never really happened where I met people, like, or I met, you know, and then the thing is like it's already I think it's always comes with like a it feels like when you meet somebody through a match thing or something it's like everybody already has come with expectations. It's like going to watch a movie that somebody told you it's gonna be good, so you already know it's gonna be good, and then you watch the movie, it's like it wasn't that good.
If I had to invest this much in meeting somebody, and he missed the mark, and I'd be like, you now have 10 grand of my money and you just
I know that's crazy. I mean somebody. But don't you use Tinder or the other ones?
I do. I've you know what, my enthusiasm for them has faded over the quarantine because it's very hard. I think there's three women, maybe one woman every couple of months where I get to the video dating phase, but in the time of COVID,
that's an art thing too.
Really hard to
because that means also like now you gotta be like you don't want to catch STDs or COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll fuck you with a condom, but I got COVID.
Everybody's extra skeptical, isn't it?
Yeah, like I would be.
Yeah, and you got to be like, oh, this has to be amazing for me to risk
Yeah.
I'm basically risking my life to.
Yeah.
But
that's the thing. No, I mean, like, yeah, that's why, yeah, it is lucky to be in during this quarantine and stuff like that to have a girlfriend.
Yes, you're very lucky with your dog. Your dog and
dog
your girlfriend.
And a cat.
Look at all the love. And a cat.
Yes.
You have too much love.
Sorry.
You have too much love in your apartment, man.
Well, you know what? I did pay $10,000 for the
home. And it was totally worth it. But so here's what I want to say, because I, even before COVID, I wasn't a fan of the dating apps. And here's why I hate it, because I would rather blind dating came back.
Yeah.
Because at least in the times of blind dates or getting set up, like say if you set me up with somebody,
yeah,
at least that way I can blame you. Whereas dating apps, it's everybody's just you're actually literally vouching for yourself.
Yeah.
Everybody on a dating app is not. Friends aren't doing this entry.
No.
You are. You are like you're. You know, say deserve the Nobel Prize in 2011.
Yeah,
and all,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like whatever. Like your opinions are so. And that's what happens a lot of times when you go out on these dates with people, and you're like, oh, this is you've built yourself up, and now I don't have now.
That's
the,
what I mean. It's
the
like
date's
there's
gone
nothing
bad.
To talk about. I mean, pretty much. I think a lot of those dating apps is pretty much just to fuck. I mean, it's not like.
Well, you just said that you approach it as a video game, which is, yeah, that's the...
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't fuck my video games, but...
Yeah, but, yeah, we know, we have some friends that, yeah, I clearly
know
some people.
I think a lot of it is like that. It's kind of like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. I just, because, I mean, but I think it's just easier or better just to kind of like, you meet somebody like randomly or whatever. I know it's hard, but I think I always tell friends like, or whatever, it's like just... The less you think about it, the easier it's going to be. The more
yeah.
you think about it, it's like, oh, is this the one I'm going to meet? It's like, nah. Like, when I met my girlfriend, I wasn't thinking about it. I wasn't like, I mean, I literally went to
right.
a class just to become a better
And how did you ask her out? Did you ask her out, like, at class? Or did you make up excuses where they're like, do you want to run lines?
No.
Can I come over and run lines for
that,
no reason
first
at
of all?
All
that's not an excuse because you do have to do that.
there it is. He says that. But, yeah, see, that's
no,
your,
so the whole point is like the class was, it was like around 30, 40 people in the class. And but, you know, but sometimes people didn't show up, whatever. But like you would do, the whole point of the class is that you would do, like if we're in the class together, we could do scenes together from like a movie
yeah.
or a show, whatever.
Of course.
So every
acting class.
Yeah.
I've heard of those. I've been
well, people here haven't.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. That's correct.
But I don't. What happened was is like so I did a lot of scenes, and there were like obviously a bunch of girls in the class. So I, you know, each sometimes they pair me, the teacher pair me with them, or whatever. And like she
yeah.
was actually the last one that I haven't worked with her in front. So I was like.
Oh, you saved the best for last.
No, what's funny is like I really didn't like, you know, I didn't know she was even there because it was a big class. And
I'm glad
were, like,
that you said that. I was really afraid he was going to go. I didn't really find her attractive.
No, no,
so.
No, the reason actually is like, well, I told her like, hey, you want to do this? Because I saw a movie, Michelle Pfeiffer and Al Pacino, a movie that they did, Frankie and Johnny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember watching, I don't know why I didn't watch it, but I was like, oh, that's a cool scene to do because I wanted to do like a romantic comedy thing, you know,
yeah.
type scene. And she actually, like, I reminded me her of like a look of like Michelle Pfeiffer. I was like, hey, you want to do this part for that?
Nah.
And it worked. And then, yeah, then obviously we have to meet up to work on the scene together. And like, so we did it, but nothing happened there. What's funny though is that the scene did require making out.
Oh,
so,
right.
So it was
nice acting class. That's,
well, I mean, the
how many?
Scenery.
How many? What was the ratio of boys to? Because women
no,
are
pretty,
more into acting.
Yeah,
than,
no, it was, it was pretty normal. I mean, it was pretty half and half. You know, like
okay.
maybe a little bit more girls.
When I went to Strasbourg, we are 12 people in our class at Strasbourg, and only 3 were men, and one of them was gay. So,
me and
the only other straight guy were.
Did you date Garrison?
I did actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So just join that. Class and be. Cheaper than $10,000 for a matchmaker.
Oh, I know. I stand by it, man. The money can easily
no, but
be spent
but
to
again,
make
the
situation better.
But again, I didn't do it to... but like it literally just happened. And then we did the scene. We rehearsed. What's funny is that because we did, you know, do stand-up, like I would like always be traveling, so I would sometimes
yeah.
miss class and I couldn't rehearse as much. When I did that, when we had to do the scene for some, you know, like things that happen in life, those 2 weeks I was here. So, like,
right.
we would rehearse more and more and more.
Yeah.
We did the scene. It came out really well. And what's funny is that, like, a week after we did it, the lady canceled the class. The teacher, she's like, she had a family emergency.
You ended, you did such a good scene that yes, you ended acting. You're like, the teacher was like,
we cannot do it.
You've learned all you can from me. It's over.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. No, but it was funny. It was like, so yeah, it didn't, the thing ended. And then, I don't know if I hit her up or she hit me up and had a show at the Laugh Factory and she came over. And then I think it was the Oscars. It's like, hey, you want to watch it? You know, like here and there, right. But you know, like little things.
Yeah,
but
a nice little build up of kind of meeting cute and
to
developing
go out
this,
and meet up and whatever.
Like these little friendshipy dates that could be, which is gone with this. On Tinder and Bumble and all that stuff. It's like everything is at stake immediately. And that's, I find that hard because I can't tell a woman's demeanor over the apps. And it's the demeanor sometimes.
Not even anybody.
When they sit down across the table from you, it's almost like they should have a resume or something and just click it on the table. And go, all right, so let's see. How do you size up? And I'm just like, oh, this isn't the loose kind of meet cute acting class kind of vibe.
No,
I could meet somebody.
It was weird. I know it was what I always tell people. It's like it was. I was when things happen in life because I would always imagine what happened if the class would have kept going. Like would I don't think I would have dated her if the class kept going.
Oh really?
Because I think you'd be like, I didn't want to do that. Because my whole thing is like, I didn't want to be like, oh, the guy came in class just to date girls, you know?
Right. Of course.
And it literally like. Because the thing canceled, there was nothing else to do, you know, like.
So you feel that it was lucky timing.
Lucky timing. And also,
helped you.
Yeah. Another thing also to even be at that class or to join that class. And I mean, like, I remember I was telling her, like, I was like, you know, that show Superstore.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I got to almost the final close run of like almost getting into that show. And like,
right.
I was there, like, yeah, if I got that show, I never met that.
You would never remember.
Because why would I take that class?
I got an acting gig. I don't need to learn anything anymore. See, now there's L.A. That sums up people's attitudes in L.A. too, because that's some of the dates I've been on. They're behaving like they're on Superstore, and they should be behaving like they're in the acting class.
Yes.
And that's
and that's another thing too. That's another topic that we can even talk about more, like acting class or anything like that, because it's like. It is weird, like, how, like, the class that I mean, most acting classes you go, I think as a comic, and maybe we can talk about in another episode, but, like, I think comics, we're very grounded and common sense and jaded, and, like, we smell BS right away. And a lot of acting classes, it's always like, so, let's spend an hour telling about what happened in our life and what's going on. And I'm like, no, let's just start working. Like, who cares? Like, I don't want to listen to your problems and why you don't have a manager. Everybody's struggling.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we're here.
Let's
you know?
Learn the skill.
Let's learn
about getting into character and learning that skill
and
delivering
those
lines. And
it's funny because a lot, and then people that in their own, and some people that I feel like there's a trend in that take acting classes and that's all they're, it's like that's their thing.
It's a social bubble.
It's a social bubble. It's like, I didn't come here to make friends. I'm here to get better.
Yeah.
You know, if we become friends, cool. But, like, it's not like, all right, now everybody hangs out together.
It's not, we're not in high school.
Yes.
We've come here to try to develop some skills and move on. But, yeah, I completely get it. I would love to have, see, that's the other thing. There's no acting class or anything like that. But that was where my faith was. My faith was in meeting somebody in the wild, and that it'll be some sort of recreational.
I think it can still happen. I think
I just gotta wait. I just gotta wait until 2021.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. So. I think at the end of the day, right now everybody is kind of on a standstill. So it's like, it's like why push it anyways? Because it's like it's not like. But I think the best thing is like, you meet somebody like. At work or a party or a bar or whatever. Whatever.
That's the best way.
Those are the best ways, you know, because I think those are the natural way,
and
too.
Then,
I feel like, I mean, not that there's people that have met and fallen in love through match.com or all those things. I'm not saying that doesn't, but you know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, to each its own.
Yeah, you meet somebody in the wild, you have an organic love, and then you wind up like you with a, or, with a, with yeah. a lovely girlfriend, a dog, and a cat, and a cat, you bastard.
And I didn't pay $10,000.
Yeah. Well, I haven't yet either. There you go. Hope you guys, hope you guys enjoyed that, man. Click on our thing.
Follow our social media, subscribe, and also write comments down and let us know.
Write some comments, harass us, and if you are the
harass us, because okay, people can fucking take it seriously.
Please don't take
be
that seriously.
Be a fan, you know, enjoy the show, but you know, don't go nuts.
And Hitch, if you got a problem with what I just said about you, hit me up.
Bye, Alu.